Strange attire for an archivist, the woman said. Her voice rasped, and Basine frowned, trying to place the accent. The woman was definitely human, but she spoke like Basic wasn't the language she was used to. Are you the one who has a story for me? Basine asked, ignoring the comment and settling into the chair across from the woman. You're looking for information on a ship, are you not? A Corellian freighter, modified past its original intent? I am, Basine said. Perhaps the old woman was insane. There was an air to her that Basine had seen before, mostly in travelers who spent too much time in wild space, away from the more civilized parts of the galaxy. Although stars could sometimes make people lose track of themselves. Basine half expected the woman to jump up on the table and perform some kind of heavy stomping dance in the mag boots she wore. But the old woman stayed right where she was, her gold-green eyes watching Basine in a way she found unsettling. Yes. Yes. I can tell you about a Corellian freighter. I can tell you about the Millennium Falcon. Basine straightened slightly. Nothing that would be obvious to an outside observer. But inside, she felt as though a string had been pulled taut. She'd never said the name of the ship, and her initial contact hadn't mentioned it in his message. But there it was, all the same. The Millennium Falcon. A ship. A wreck of one, from what she could tell. But one that had long been whispered about, the way some still whispered of the Sith Lords and their bygone deeds. And this woman knew of it. What can you tell me about this ship? About this Millennium Falcon? Basine asked, drumming her inky fingertips on the surface of the sticky table. What can you tell me about payment? The woman asked. Basine reached under her coat and produced a bag holding 1,000 credits, then dropped it on the table. A hulking shape, slightly larger and taller than Basine, appeared. She got the quick impression of tufted ears, 3 tails, and fur that shifted color before the unknown alien grabbed the bag of credits and ambled off, disappearing into the shadows of the cantina. The entire exchange took mere seconds. The woman smiled. Basine was impressed. Not only had the woman managed to enter the stinky Jawa without Basine seeing her, she'd managed to bring an entourage. Who was she? I know the Millennium Falcon. I know it well. Even flew it once, the woman said, laughing at some far-off memory. When did you first see the ship? Basine asked, feeling as though the world were shifting slightly every few moments, as though she stood on the deck of a sea craft instead of sitting in a cantina on a deserted backwater planet. The woman made her uneasy. Long ago, when I was a girl. The woman's eyes lost focus as she drifted off into memory, a slight smile on her face. Basine started the recorder under her coat, but the woman didn't seem to notice. She was already caught up in the spinning of the tale. It was a beauty of a ship then, refurbished by a man who loved that ship almost more than he loved anything but himself, the woman said. A smuggler who went by the name of Lando Calrissian.